Welcome to Travel Fun. My name is Mary Beth Clementi, and I am the host of this talk show on travel. And this week, I have a local here in the Kodo Studios, and that means a Telluride local. And most people around town know him as Hawkeye, a.k.a. Michael Johnson. Hawkeye has lived in Telluride for 14 years, and he is actively involved in TASP, Telluride Adaptive Sports Program. He works there both as a paid worker and a volunteer, winter and summer. And Hawkeye has a lot of interesting things going on. We're going to spend the first part of the show talking about him and his activities with TASP and also his passion for hiking. I have to say he's also a hiking guide for boot doctors in the summer. And we're going to be talking about his movie that's premiering at Mountain Film. And then in the second part of our interview, we're going to talk about a big trek he has going on in July, and that's from Denver to Telluride, over 400 miles, and over primarily the Colorado Trail. So I would like to welcome Hawkeye to Travel Fun. Hi, Hawkeye.
Hi, Mary Beth. I'm a big fan of your program. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, well, that's awfully nice of you. Hawkeye, let's talk first off about your passion for working with people from TASP, or the Telluride Adaptive Sports Program. I have to add, I'm a ski instructor, and I often see you out on the hill, and you just seem to be so engaged in everything you're doing out there with people. And obviously, so many of your activities off of the hill reflect that as well. Talk about that work, what you do, and what it brings to you.
Well, I'm a ski and snowboard instructor for the program, and I've been working with them for 13 years. Working with people that have a motivation such as they do and the courage to get out on a ski slope and ski is really rewarding for me to be a part of that.
And I should say, Telluride Adaptive Sports Program runs programs both winter and summer for people with cognitive and physical disabilities or challenges, maybe we should say. And you're out there with the skiers in the winter.
And in the summertime, I'll be out there on bike riding or fishing. We also offer rafting and hiking and just about every kind of summer experience you can think of. So,
do you have a personal story that brought you to Telluride Adaptive Sports Program? I mean, for example, was there somebody you know that had a certain challenge or disability and then you wanted to give back and help? Because you yourself, you're a strapping young man and you...
Well, an unknown thing about me is that I was a prison guard for over 20 years for the state of Connecticut. And I think I witnessed a lot of young men squandering their freedom. And when I came to Telluride as a retired person, I saw persons with, you know, physical challenges that were just trying to be free. So that, I think, was the connection for me.
That's a pretty strong connection.
Yeah. So just... You know, a blind person can't drive a car, but they can be out there on the mountain and out ski somebody else. They can. So.
And you have a movie. You've launched yourself into the movie making industry, if I may say that. Bravo! This is your second film that has been accepted to Mountain Film Festival, a very renowned film festival here in Telluride. You want to talk a little bit about that?
In my long distance hiking, I've been able to raise money for the Telluride Adaptive Sports Program and use some of this money to create an audiovisual department to make videos, educational, testimonial, or adaptive adventure films, as it turns out. And it's entirely staffed by volunteers. And it's just been a pretty exciting thing to raise the money and then put the money into something tangible like camera equipment and editing equipment, and then be able to produce a film that can bring a lot of attention to, you know, the world of adaptive people and TASP as well.
So the name of your film that is going to be premiering at Mountain Film this year is Off the Hook.
Off the Hook. That's correct.
You are the director and producer of that film.
I'm a co-director with Craig Stein.
Tell us about it. What's it about?
It's about a friend of ours, Jake O'Connor, who was, hit by, he was injured in a construction accident. He was hit by a wall, and it's how he deals with keeping his access to the backcountry and staying an active person, even though he was dealt with this physical blow. So, and it takes place here in Telluride.
Well, I took a peek at the trailer last week, and it's very inspiring. And also the scenery is fantastic. It is filmed in Telluride, and you recognize many of the sites. Talk a little bit about what that was like to work on such a project.
I came up with the idea, and we got together and filmed it over the summer, and we used volunteers from the town and the adaptive program, and to carry equipment and set up the shots, and it went pretty smoothly for the most part. We got to do a lot of fishing too while we were doing it, and that made it a lot more enjoyable. So there's a big fishing segment to the movie as well,
and how did Jake feel about it? I'm sure he's seen the end result. What was it like for him to see that put together?
He hasn't seen the final yet. So we were actually tweaking some of the last to fine details of it. Especially the fish, catching fish was pretty important to him. And it was a lot of fun. So he was fun to work with and seemed to enjoy it. He's pretty soft-spoken, everyday guy. So it was, a little hard to get him emotional about it. But I think we were touching a lot of things in his past that he was glad to go to.
What I took away from seeing it, and that was just the trailer, mind you, was that, really, there are few impediments to getting out there and having fun. If you have the will and the determination, you can rig yourself up on what did you call the what he was on?
He's on a hand cycle.
He's on a hand cycle, and he can enjoy the wonderful outdoors just like
right
you or I.
You're dealt with an injury like that, and your life is obviously changed, and it's a huge fork in the road, but it's not the end of the road. I mean, if you're motivated, you can get out there and make it happen. And like he says in the movie, there aren't really too many excuses if, you really want to get off the couch, and he did.
And certainly that's so much of what TASP is about. In winter and summer. I am visiting with Hawkeye, a longtime local here in Telluride. And Hawkeye, you are also a big hiker. And before we take a break here, let's just talk about this passion for hiking. First of all, talk about some of the major hikes you have done in recent years, because they're mind-blowing.
In the long-distance hiking world, the Triple Crown is walking the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide Trail. Each one of these trails is over 2,200 miles long. And I've actually done the Triple Crown twice. So I've done all those trails twice because I like going back to the scene of the crime. It's a little, it's different, but it's also familiar at the same time. So it's a lot less stressful thinking about those thousands of miles. And I've hiked the Colorado Trail, the Arizona Trail, the John Muir Trail, and the Long Trail, which is the first marked trail in Vermont. And I've spent 6 months hiking around New Zealand and Australia. So I guess I really like it.
And some of these hikes you talked about that are part of the Triple Crown, you were away for months.
5 months and 5.5 months and most of it is I've through hiked it. That means you start in one end and go to the other. In this case,
give us an example.
Mexico to Canada through California, Oregon, and Washington. I through hiked that in one continuous 5.5 months, and then I've also done it in sections, couple three sections. Continental Divide Trails, 3,000 miles long. That was my first fundraising hike.
And when you're out on these hikes, are you pretty much off the grid most of the time, or do you sometimes?
Totally self-contained, carry what I need. When I get to a road pass, I will hitchhike into a town for a resupply, maybe get a motel and a shower, clean up, come back to that point, and then keep hiking.
So what does it do for you being out in the wild like
it's,
that?
It's the same thing about freedom, I think. I'm just free to travel at my own rate, you know, on my own feet every day and sleep in a different place every night. And it's just an amazing, beautiful, simplistic thing to do. And to really immerse yourself in it over 5 months is really exciting. You know, I'm married now and I'm miss my wife when I'm gone that long, so we try to break it up into shorter pieces now.
And how many miles a day would you average during these?
I would average 20 to 25 miles a day.
That's kind of the, isn't that the number of miles that the Native Americans used to hike when they were going from one encampment, if you will, to another?
Yeah, it sounds
good.
Have
you heard that before? I've heard that before. I think I heard that when I visited Chimney Rock. And
they're traveling with the whole camp and the whole tribe. I guess I better maybe step up my mileage since I'm all by myself.
I'm visiting with Hawkeye. Let's provide some websites here for the film. It's the offthehookfilm.com. Go there, check it out, see the trailer. And Hawkeye's website is gohawkeye.com. And there's all kinds of information about what he's doing, what he has done, and his upcoming endeavors. We're going to take a short break and be right back.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road. But along came a semi with a high and canvas covered load. Well, if you're going to Winnemucca Mac, then with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand. And I said, listen, bud, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross the deserts bare, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Okay, where you been, man?
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Nattawa, Apollo, Van Gogh, Salvador, Amador, Amarillo, Stoughton, Killer, Amadillo, Amarillo, I'm a killer.
I've been everywhere.
To Starkville, Mississippi.
Oh, yeah, I believe I spent a week there one night. for picking flowers or something.
Or so.
I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Bad Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Hennessy, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Devil Creek, Crater Lake, Crater Lake, Beach Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross the desert, spare man. Breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. Ain't no place we haven't been. We've been everywhere.
Hello, and welcome back to Travel Fun. I am visiting with Hawkeye, a Telluride local. We're talking about working with people from the Telluride Adaptive Sports Program, and also people that might not necessarily be involved with the program, but have physical or cognitive challenges. And we're also talking about hiking. I will be posting this interview up at my blog, bonjourcolorado.com, as a podcast. And hopefully, Hawkeye, you can provide some great photos of you on the trail. We're talking about the big hikes that you've done, and they certainly are impressive. I have to ask you, have you ever read Bill Bryson's A Walk in the Woods?
Loved it.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a humorist and it's pretty funny, but he captures kind of what it's like to start the Appalachian Trail for a lot of people. And even though he only went 800 miles, I think, you know, he found what it was that makes you want to do it. And my philosophy has always been, if you can go 400 or 500 miles, you can go the whole way. It's just a repetitive kind of thing. He quit the trail and then tried to come back to it, but couldn't regain that essence. So it's a good book.
I enjoyed it very much also. And I particularly enjoyed the whole preparation process. And like any trip, there's a lot of preparation involved. And I'm sure for a big adventure, such as a huge hike that you've embarked on, there's a lot of preparation, both mental and physical. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I like to put on a few extra pounds during the winter because I lose.
Yes, I have seen you when you come back from these hikes.
I lose an average of 20 to 25 pounds. So on my frame, you know, that would put me at about, you know, 175. That's a little skinny for me.
Do you feel that you're hungry a lot out on the trail?
I came back from when my last hike kind of watching the food channel all the time. So I bought a few things for the kitchen and I had all these recipes. So you think about food quite a bit.
And you probably get tired of eating, what is it, freeze-dried food you have out on the trail?
Well, I make a casserole every night, either rice or pasta-based, and I refer to it as one-pot slop. So it's pretty good on the trail, but I would never go there at home.
Right, and not to mention the variety of power bars or the like that you probably get involved with.
Well, I shop. I try to resupply in stores along the way, which some aren't that good, and you have to be creative about your meal. So
right, and then maybe pick up some fresh fruit.
Oh, the fresh food whenever you can get it is good. A clean motel room with nice sheets.
And how do you bring an extra pair of hiking boots, or how do you work that?
I pretty much have a pair of boots that will take me the whole way. And if they don't, I have a company that will drop ship me a pair that I can walk right out of the box 20 miles. That's,
you know, your size, your style.
Mm-hmm. And I've been through about 10 pairs of their shoes over the years. So
wow, I hope they're one of your sponsors.
I don't know. They're L.L. Bean. They seem like they could.
Come on, let's contact them.
Maine people got to stick together. I'm from Maine originally.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we covered probably two of the most important components. That's the food, the hiking boots, and of course, the water.
Yeah. Filter your water because you don't want to get sick out there. That's what I do. So.
And do you encounter many people on the trail?
It depends on the trail. Certain trails are more popular than other trails, but there are people out there. I tend to hike solo, but I also meet people and hike with them for periods of time.
Okay. Let's talk, and I should add, most of these hikes that you do are fundraisers.
I started raising money for the Adaptive Sports Program in 2007. So I've done two hikes, Mexico to Canada, and this Colorado Trail hike will also be a fundraiser.
Okay. And if anybody wants to donate or participate in any way, they go to GoHawkeye.com.
They go to GoHawkeye.com, and they can donate right through the website. It links you right into the Adaptive's website. And looking forward to anybody that can donate or wants to help on the trail.
Boot Doctors is one of your sponsors.
Boot Doctors is going to be sponsoring me with some of the gear this year.
And you also lead hikes for them in the summer.
In the summertime. So, you know, in May here, in June, and then in August when I come back, I'll be a hiking guide with the Boot Doctors.
I'm sure you're a very knowledgeable guide out on the trail.
I try to be, and if I don't know, I just make it up. No, I don't do that.
Okay, let's talk about this upcoming hike, trek. Do you have a name for it?
The Trek Across Colorado.
Trek Across Colorado. And it's a five-week trek, 438 miles.
That's right.
From Denver to Telluride. Mostly on the Colorado Trail.
Yeah, 420 miles of that is on the Colorado Trail. So a friend of mine, Steve Ackerman, who has a spinal cord injury, he'll be joining me at the beginning of the trail for the first 3 days. So we'll be camping with Steve. I'll be riding on a bike. He'll be riding his hand cycle. Later on in the hike, Kevin Foster, who is visually impaired, and I ski with him in the winter. Some of you may have seen him ski on the mountain. It's pretty good. He will join me to hike a portion of the trail and also climb a 14er, Mount Elbert, highest mountain in Colorado, and possibly Mount Massive. That's over by Leadville. Then over on the Monarch Crest, Jake O'Connor, star of our film, is going to come out and join me on his hand cycle. I'll be on bike for that Monarch Crest portion of the Colorado Trail. It's pretty iconic Colorado. Fred Winston will be coming out and joining me on his hand cycle. He's also a spinal cord injury. And then later in the hike around Silverton, Jeff Badger, you might know him as the owner of Siam, he's going to come out on horseback and join me.
Very cool.
Plus, we'll have volunteers from our Adaptive Sports Program are going to come out as well, the ones that have horses. So Steve and Janie Goldberg said they're going to show up.
And they'll be escorting you into Telluride?
Well, we'll do a little portion out there, and then I will leave them because you won't want to take a horse where I'm going next on my way back to Telluride. But
and you say you're going to complete it at the gondola.
I will complete it at the gondola, so I'm trying to decide, should I go home or should I go down to town?
Oh, well.
But we're planning on having a return party.
A return party, absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
A greeting.
A greeting.
Party. Yes, yes.
Welcome back.
Well,
hopefully.
And a lot of that will be filmed as well.
Oh, that's correct. We're going to film different portions of it, make a webisode. It'll be, you can check it out on the website. And I think we'll have five episodes almost in real time because we'll have people coming out and doing it on those portions where my friends join me.
Right. So it really is showing that you can do it. It's inspirational.
Right. And there's also a big adaptive conference called No Barriers is going to happen in August, August 10th, I believe. So we might even be able to have some sort of video there of us in the hike.
Fantastic. Yes, Courtney was in talking about that. Courtney Stickley from Telluride Adaptive Sports Program. And I'll also be posting that at bonjourcolorado.com. Once again, this is a fundraiser, and people can find out more or donate at GoHawkeye.com. So what are your thoughts about this trip? I mean, you know, when anybody goes on a trip, there's so much to plan for, and then you're going out. I mean, are you bringing a laptop or... What kinds of, because you're dialed into technology now, and you're not
still a Luddite.
You're not just concerned with your food and hiking boots and water anymore.
Those are kind of the least of my concerns, because I've done it before and I think I can handle it, but I have to, you know, make sure that I'm ready myself and then stay in touch with these people that are joining me at different portions. It's going to be a bit of a logistics
yes.
Issue.
Do you have a solar powered charger for your
my
phone
and we're going to have a friend has donated a small RV that we're going to be bring out so we have a clean room for filming, for editing the movie and stuff. So there'll be plenty of support for me. So this is actually, I'm looking at this as a kind of a pretty nice thing.
Sounds terrific. I have been visiting with Hawkeye, and we've been talking about his film, his second film that he did, and the last one was
Load Bearing, directed by Craig Stein.
And that was also
accepted at Mountain Film.
That was last year, right?
Last year, got picked up on Outside TV, too, for a little bit. So we got some nice exposure with that.
And what was the story?
The story was taking four adaptive athletes to Alaska and the story of them climbing a mountain there.
Okay. And this film is Off the Hook, and the website is offthehookfilm.com. And for information about Hawkeye and his adventures, go to gohawkeye.com. And we should provide the Telluride Adaptive Sports website as well.
Right. That's TellurideAdaptiveSports.org.
.org. Okay.
Right.
Hawkeye, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Well, 100% of the money that's raised goes to the program. I pay my own expenses. You can donate. You can pledge per mile. It's 438 miles. Or you can make a flat donation. You can do it all through GoHawkeye.com. And I'd like to get as much support as I could.
Yes, and also, I'm sure, moral support. Because it's a big deal heading out there. You know, disappearing for a month and coordinating everything. You know, buy you a beer. And
come out and surprise me at some point along the way.
Right.
Track me.
Right. And I'm looking forward to seeing more of your film, offthehook.com. And
offthehookfilm.com.
And bravo for doing that. And bravo for all that you do.
Well, thank you, Mary Beth. Pleasure to be here.
Okay. And I will be posting a story on this at bonjourcolorado.com. And Hawkeye, good luck with everything. And, you know, keep up the good work.
Thank you, Mary Beth.
And safe travels out on the trail. You never know when you might meet a bear.
I've met bears before. Hopefully it doesn't rain too much. I'm concerned about the monsoon season. But
right, that's true. I forgot about that. July is kind of...
Right, but I'll be back in town for the Ride Festival. And
hold on. The Ride Festival is 13th, 14th.
I'll be taking a little break from the trail, coming back to the festival, then returning to the trail. It's all part of the logistics of timing and meeting up with these different people. But I'll have time to come to the festival. I wouldn't miss it anyway.
You've got it dialed in. Okay.
And so then I'll be back in time for Film Festival.
One more opportunity to cheer Hawkeye on. Okay, Hawkeye, take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay.
Come on, fly with me, we'll float down in the blue.
Fly with me, float down to Peru.
In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you.
Fly with me, we'll take off in the blue.